Wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up, sleeping souls. You have slept so long in the lap of the witch Maya. You came into this world saying, O my Lord, I will certainly worship you. But having forgotten this promise, you have remained in great ignorance. I have descended just to save you. Other than myself, who else is your friend? I have brought the medicine for destroying the illusion of Maya. Now pray for this Harinam Mahamantra and take it. Thakur Bhaktivinod fell at the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, and after begging for the holy name, he received that Mahamantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Earlier the sages would carry kamandalu. We have this modern day kamandalu flask. Hare Krishna. We are almost coming to the end of the yatra, and the question is, what we have experienced here, the purification, the sense of inspiration, and the sense of enthusiasm, and to some extent rising above the bodily platform. How do we carry this for the rest of the year so that the focus of sadhana bhakti, to remember the Lord always, never to forget, is retained? To the extent, at least it's my few thoughts after so many yatras, to the extent we, a person, a devotee, sticks to just the schedule as it is given to us. This to this time is this, this to this time is this, this to this time you get into the bus, take prasad. That extent we feel inspired, enthused, enlivened, really rising above the bodily platform, actually transcend to some extent. And to the extent we just kind of space out, to that extent we feel bewildered, what's happening, you know, confused. What's the best place to go and sit and chant where everyone is gone elsewhere? 1 hour goes in deciding which place to go. And after going there, says, I'm sitting here, but that place would have been a better place. At the end of the day, you feel, you know, what did I do? Tired, bored, etc. So this, to the extent this yatra is taken as a part of sadhana bhakti and the schedules are strictly followed to the best of our ability and support of the body, to that extent, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Gaur Amar Jesavasthane Karala Brahmana Rangi Sisavasthana Heribhuami Pranayi Bhakata Sangi. Devotees are really enlivened, enthused, and really feel spiritual advancement. So one of the aspects I was thinking that one can carry back from here to our respective places is how do we understand the importance of the sadhana. Especially I would like to be focusing on chanting of the holy name. Sadhana also is hearing, chanting and performing other activities. But I am just focusing on this aspect. In one of the Bhagavatam classes, His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj made such a graphic presentation of the importance of sadhana that practically for the rest of my life I will never forget. Because he gave an audio-visual demonstration. On a board, he drew a small plant, seedling, just one little sprout coming and two leaves coming out. And then he drew one line indicating the ground. And under the ground, he drew like a rat tail, just a little root with little hair coming out from the end of the root. And then he said, "What is this?" And everybody said, "It's a seedling with a tiny root." Then he continued that straight line and he drew a huge tree with branches and huge stem, branches and sub-branches and sub-sub-branches and the twigs and fully covered with huge quantity of leaves. And then under the ground, he drew that same little root like a tail of a rat. And then he asked all of us, "So, is there something abnormal here?" And everyone said, "Obviously, Maharaj. For a small seedling, a little root is enough to support. But for a huge tree, how can a little root support that? The tree will fall, having overburden." And then he said, "Yes." He said, "This is the difficulty. With passage of time, the problem with any spiritual society is, as once His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj said, if you hang around for some time, by default you become a senior devotee. You just kind of hang around. Because like Govardhan Parikrama, if you're just walking, suddenly you'll see so many behind you. Because sometime or the other somebody is starting. So, by default, somebody else who came just after you, they will respect you as a person who has come much before. They may respect the clothing, they may respect the position. And therefore, by default, and also you may get a lot of services, responsibilities. And therefore, it's like very visible. The tree is very much visible. Everyone is looking up to that. But simultaneously, if the root, which means the sadhana, is not deep and wide, even if a little wind comes, the tree will fall. And then people wonder, are they? Such a huge tree standing for such a long time. Why did it fall? Even a small seedling is not falling to this wind. But this tree fell. How did it fall? It's because the upper part was given attention, but the foundation was not given attention. And therefore the whole thing becomes a burden. As Solanas Radhanand Swami was addressing the other day, deity worship, if there is not good sadhana of the Bhagavat Vidhi, of hearing and chanting, then the whole thing, you know, then you will wonder, why did my Guru Maharaj leave such a big burden? Similarly, all services will become burdensome. And eventually, it will be material and it will not be giving a proper attitude, consciousness, and we may have difficulties. The whole thing may fall. So therefore, with passage of time, it's necessary that we also give time somewhere. That's the art of balancing. We have to balance. Responsibility means burden. Burden means weight. And weight means tendency to fall off balance. So there is always newer and newer responsibility, even in material life. You're unmarried and you think, I just figured out how to balance my life. You get married and suddenly there is a big burden. Not burden, responsibility. But materially it's going to be a burden because it's going to take a lot of time, energy, effort. And then everything goes haywire. Just by the time you think, I have adjusted myself, I have kind of figured out what's needed, another one, child comes out. And then suddenly everything goes haywire. Sadhana goes haywire, this goes haywire. Similarly, for a brahmachari, some responsibility, some position, whatever. Or suddenly yatra, now 1,000 was there. I completely figured out how to manage 1,000 group yatra. And suddenly they say, no, Prabhuji, there are 3,500 this time. Everything goes haywire. And we need someone like Venudhari Prabhu to create railway tracks, you know. Special tracks and pulleys and levers and whatnot. Always creating newer, just to everything is balanced. And with the same amount of energy, same amount of time, with maybe little amount, more number amount of people, to serve greater and greater number of people. It's always a challenge. So to face the challenge, we have to be prepared with proper consciousness in this attitude. So there is Namaparad, there is Namabhas, and there is Shuddhanam. Namaparad means performing sadhana, simultaneously committing so many offenses, knowingly, unknowingly. And therefore we chant offenses to the Holy Name every day. Then you come to Namabhas. Abhas means semblance of the name. That means the sun is not yet risen, but there is already light in the air, in the sky. So, then one day, some other time, maybe some in lifetime, we may chant one name, pure name. That's our aspiration. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives certain bhajana kriya, bhajana, process of bhajan, based on Rupa Goswami's description of bhakti, adav shraddha tada sadhu sangha bhajana kriya anartha nirti nishtha ruchi bhava and prema. It's like a stage by stage. It's a very scientific. That's why Prabhupada translates Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as Bhakti Rasam, nectar of devotion, the complete science of devotional service. It's a science. Science means if you do this, 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 you get this, this result. So, Bhurijan Prabhu in his book, Japa, based on which I drew some points, very beautiful book. For last 35 years he's been chanting and he found some very wonderful jewels, what he calls, of realization. Then he thought, wow, I have made a discovery. And then he found that it's already discovered. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has already given that. Rupa Goswami has already given that. Because Mahaprabhu has already given that. And what is that? He says this, Sikshashtakam prayers, they are systematically organized. They are not haphazardly spoken. They are very systematic. They deal from Shraddha to Prema. So the first verse, he says, represents Shraddha. If you have faith in the power of the holy name, Namnamakari, sorry, chetodarpana marsanam, in that if you have faith, abhinnatvat nama namina, then we will chant with faith and enthusiasm. Where there is a faith, there is enthusiasm. If you don't have faith that you are on right path, where is the question of enthusiasm to go on? Suppose you are going around parikrama, in the middle of the night you decided to do the parikrama, Govardhan parikrama. And you are walking and you ask someone, and that fellow also says, I also don't know. Then you are wondering, am I circumambulating Govardhan or am I going somewhere else? Then you lose your enthusiasm because you don't have faith that you are on the right path. So if we are fully convinced, because the first verse gives the benefits of the holy name. What are the benefits of holy name? Seven benefits. Chetudarpanamar, Bhava Mahadavagni, Shriya Kairav Chandrika, Vitar Vidyavadu Jiva, Anandamudhi Vardhanam, Purnamrata. My God, so much benefit. Why am I so lazy? So many benefits I am getting. So faith, if we have Shraddha, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, then Adav Shraddha Tada Sadhu Sangha, and then we start Bhajana Kriya. But when we do Bhajana Kriya, then we realize, Chah, so difficult it is. So many obstacles that come. Then the second verse, which is representing the stage of anartha nivritti. Namna makari bahudha nijasarva. The whole potency of the Lord is there within the holy name to destroy all the anarthas. Tatrarpita nimatashno smaranena kala. There's no hard and fast rules. You can chant anytime, anywhere. Etadrishi tavakrupa. Such mercy you have given my Lord in Kali Yuga to the fallen souls. Etadrishi tavakrupa bhagavan mama. You have given to me. Api, ba. In spite of that. Durdaivam idrisham iha jani na anuraga. But durdaivam. The greatest misfortune is that I have no taste. I have no taste. Why no taste? Because there are so many obstacles within my heart. So much contamination within my heart. So many anarthas in my heart. So durdaivam. We will discuss that word durdaivam. So that is the anartha nivritti stage represented by the second verse. Durdaivam. And then after anartha nivritti syatatha nishtha. Nishtha means fixed. So when anartha nivritti goes away, then comes nishtha. And the biggest anartha, root of all anartha, is the false ego. Because of which all these other things, byproducts come. And only when false ego thoroughly goes away, one can chant the holy name fixed, eternally. Steadily. Trinadapi sunichena taroriva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sada harihi. Steadfastness. Nishtha means steadfast. So that steadiness comes only when we have trinadapi sunichena taroriva. All as a result of removing the anarthas. Beginning with the big false ego. Then the fourth stage is ruchi. Then we develop some taste, actual taste for the holy name. Only then can we chant with full conviction na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Otherwise, can we imagine if Krishna appears, can we dare say that I don't want this? Very difficult. Only when a devotee has a taste for a higher thing, param drishtva nivartate, can he actually convincingly tell Krishna, even if you appear Krishna and ask me, like Mahaprabhu during Mahaprakash Leela, whatever you want, I'll fulfill, ask me. He said, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishware Bhavatad Bhakti. We see all of Mahaprabhu's devotees asked something connected with pure devotional service. That's all. Nothing for themselves, nothing material for others also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers these verses both as description of the devotional service stage by stage and as prescription. It is both description and prescription. In the end, Ashlisheva, Padaratam, Pinashtumam, Adarshanam, Marmahata. This is actually Srimati Radharani telling. Yatha tathava vidadha mat prananathastu saivanava. That's the ultimate stage of prema. So that is Srimati Radharani, the greatest devotee prayer. So from the simple Shraddha level to the prema level, everything is covered within the Shikshashtakam prayers. The amazing thing about this stage of development in bhakti, pramadav shraddha to prema, is one level you move to the higher level automatically not just encompasses, but also potentially has the previous qualification. Not only that, the previous qualifications increases. For example, adav shraddha, very komala shraddha. Komala means very fragile. In the beginning we have, Jiva Goswami says, if someone says, does really Krishna exist? That means he has shraddha. Why? Because 50% faith that Krishna doesn't exist, 50% that he may exist. So it's 50-50. That itself is the beginning of bhakti. If he says, Puruji, Krishna hai kya? That means Shraddha. Rather than a 100% Nastik who says Krishna hai hi nahi. No, Krishna doesn't exist. So, from that, when he comes to Sadhu Sangha, Adav Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha, if a person is regularly associating with sincere devotees, that means he has tremendous Shraddha. Without Shraddha, a person cannot regularly connect with devotees. Because in the connection of with the association of devotees, a lot of purification also happens. But still he says, kuch bhi ho, inko chhodunga nahi main. I won't leave them. That means he has faith in the shelter of Krishna in the association of sincere devotees. But we have our spiritual side and we have our material side. And when our material sides get rubbed, sparks come out sometime. So then we have to turn and, you know, look at the spiritual side. Krishna has accepted him. He is a devotee. He chants. He's, in spite of all his conditionings, this person is devotee, is dear to Krishna. And I need to take association of devotees. It's like looking for water in a desert. When you have too much water, we take it for granted. Sometimes we may just throw buckets of water. When we have too much association, then we are selective. Kahan jaaye aaj? But when you have nothing, kahan jaaye? Where do I go now? No one, one drop. You appreciate even a little glass of water. Sometimes, so therefore, we have to be careful not to take things for granted. So, when there is sadhu sangha, that means shraddha has increased. It's like a cone. You know, the lower is the big base, and then you go higher and higher. So sadhu sangha, then comes bhajana kriya. So if someone is chanting very nicely, that means he has taken real advantage of sadhu sangha. Because in sadhu sangha, what is sadhu sangha? Where we discuss how to serve Guru and Krishna. The mission of Guru and Krishna is the center of sadhu sangha. It's not that we all come together and decide, which movie do we go for today? All the sadhus go together. No. Sadhu Sangha means where mission of Guru and Krishna is the center. So then, tada bhajanakriya anartha nivritti. If anartha nivritti is happening, That means we are doing bhajana kriya, we are sweeping, therefore the dust is coming. If dust raises and you are coughing, that means you are inhaled, Baba, the dust, and it is purifying, that's why we are coughing. Now we are encouraged to cough. But if you are not coughing, that means probably you have digestive power to take more dust than already purified, probably. Hare Krishna. So, nishtha, if nishtha has come, that means anartha nivritti has happened. That means you have taken advantage of sadhu sangha. That means you have large shraddha bank. So like that, it goes on like that. So, the first verse of Shikshashtakam prayer lists seven perfections that arise from chanting the holy name. If we get really convinced about this, if we have faith, by chanting the holy name, the first verse says, strengthens our faith and increases our enthusiasm. We will not lose our enthusiasm. So therefore, we have to be convinced. We have to have faith in seven perfections. What are the seven perfections? Cheto darpana marjanam. No other process of bhakti or no other processes of self-realization can give or can quickly, so sweetly, so safely, so thoroughly cleanse our heart than chanting the holy name. It is guaranteed all the anarthas will go away simply by chanting the holy name. Bhavamaha davagni nirvapanam, agni, kamagni, krodhagni, lobhagni. In this, you anything you put, any amount of in the fire, any amount of ghee you put, it burns more. Similarly, lust, anger, greed, agni, they are all agni. They never extinguished. But bhavamaha davag nirvapanam. Because holy name is like a shower of rain from the cloud, Krishna cloud, then even if it is samsara davanala, if it's burning, which you can't put fire, you know, by little fire brigade engines, our effort to put out the forest fire is like taking fire brigade engine to forest fires. But holy name, Hrid Gagane Viraje, when in the heart of our burning, you know, where Kamagni, Krodhagni is burning, if we allow Krishna neck, the cloud of Krishna to come, Hrid Gagane Viraje, in our sky of the heart, heart of this heart of the sky of the heart, yeah. Allow the cloud to come and it showers, it can pacify this fire. So, bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. We can see that. Otherwise, it's so difficult to give up these kind of habits. But then, one can easily, simply by chanting the holy name, bhava maha davagni. Fear of death goes away to a large extent, in the beginning at least. Then, Shreyah Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Our consciousness is now covered. Chandrika. It's like a Kairava is a lotus which grows. Some lotuses grow only when the sun comes. Some lotuses grow only when the moon shines. So, when the sense gratification sun sets, and the Krishna moon rises, Vrindavana Chandra. And that moonshine, Shreyah Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, it starts from, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, the evolution of consciousness, like a flower, from Achhadita to Sankuchita, then to Udita, then to Vikasita, and then to Prafullita. It's like a rose. When you see the rose in the form of a bud, that's only a green, it's like a just, you know, flower bud, but it's greenish in color. That is sankuchita, the consciousness in animal life. You know, amoral atheist. No faith in God, no faith in spirituality, no faith in morality also. Very, very hardcore animal life. That is achhadita chetana. From there to sankuchita. Sankuchita means just that red bud is just, it just come out of that green sepals. Visible. That means some kind of human, some morality. Moral atheist. Moral atheist. Do good, be good. That kind of a thing. From there, udita. Udita means a little more. Half green and half red bud is visible. That is udita. From there, it is vikasita. You know, that can be compared to worship of some pseudo god, demigod worship, or some other kind of worship, accepting some authority at least, but not completely clear. Then comes vikasita. Vikasita means sadhana bhakti. We understood who God is, we understood who we are, and then we actually practice devotional service. That is vikasita. And when you are completely purified, that is prafullita, fully blooming, fully blossomed consciousness. And everything happens simply by chanting the holy name seriously, taking very seriously, carefully avoiding the 10 offenses. And practice under a proper guidance of devotees. So, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitranam Vidyavadhu Jeevanam. Automatically one realizes what is right, what is wrong, what to do, what not to do, what to avoid, what to accept. Everything Krishna gives the good intelligence. Paramatma, that means our connection with Paramatma, the network becomes a little stronger. Vidyavadhu Jeevanam. Just like that Mrigari. Who told the Mrigari not to stamp the ants? Nobody told him. He never heard Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam classes. Krishna or Narada Muni told him simply to chant. That hard-hearted person who was killing brutally the animals and seeing, taking pleasure in seeing these animals suffering and writhing with pain, the same fellow, just by chanting the holy name, became so pure that he wouldn't even hurt an ant. Because he realized Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Shunichaiva Shapake Chapanditasam. Nobody taught him. Automatically, Vidya Vadhu Jeevanam Anandam Budhi Vardhanam. Naturally, you feel blissful. What is the proof? Nothing else. So called bliss of the past, what we used to take relish, that becomes distasteful. Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratipadam. Purna Amrita Aswadanam. Earlier, other things were Amrita for us. But now the Amrita is Namamrita, Kathamrita, Charanamrita. That's all. Purna Amrita Aswadanam. Sarvatma Snapanam. You actually feel at the end of a chanting session, you feel bathed. Just like if you are tired, if you walk, you feel very dirty, you feel very tired and sweating. Suddenly you stand under the shower, open the shower and stand there. In few seconds you feel recharged, nourished, enlivened completely, ready for something else. Exhaustion goes away. Similarly, sarvatma snapanam. Snapanam means just like if you dip in the kunda, again you get up. Then you are fresh. After a long day, you just dip in one kunda and take a bath. So it's like taking a bath. We may take bath, but the soul has to be bathed also to become refreshed and rejuvenated. And that is this. So, if only we had faith in this verse, we won't be lazy and we won't be neglectful in our chanting. If we are lazy and neglectful, it is because we don't even have faith in the first verse of Shikshashtakam, what to speak of Nadanam Najanam Nasundari. It's too high for us. I'll give you some practical realization. It's just like a cell phone. Now, when the cell phone first came, nobody really bothered, nobody wanted it, nobody, only few could afford it. Okay. But what was the benefit? No. Wire. You can move about. Mobile phone. Mobile, that means you can be going anywhere. Otherwise, you have to carry the whole holder and, you know, wire has to come. Those who do Harinam, they know how nice it is to have a wireless mic. Such an advantage. Otherwise, that fellow has to run behind you if you want to run. Fellow with the speaker. So the first time the mobile phone came, such a relief. No more wires. Free. Liberation from sitting at home and ringing. Unless I go home, I can't give a call. Otherwise, you have to go to a booth. But right now, you are free. That is the first benefit. Everyone wanted to purchase that. Then they gave another facility, torch also. You don't have to carry a separate torch. Such a relief. Especially for yatra. No torch. Mobile will serve it. Then you don't have to carry a telephone book. All the numbers can be stored there. Wow. Throw this. Mukti. Just see. Mukti from torch. Mukti from this. Mukti from iPod. Because here you can store songs also. Such relief. Mukti from what else? Calculators. Alarm. Watch. You don't have to buy another watch. You have a cell phone. No watch. Nowadays you can internet. You can access internet. Can you imagine? It has become, because you are convinced that this can actually give me relief from so many other payments and things like that. From a rickshaw puller to a crorepati, everyone wants it. No one, practically no one can live without it once you are used to it. Somebody may live without, for a few days, without his wife, but not without his cell phone. Sometimes people, sleeping also they carry, and toilet also they carry this. Keep on. Practically, Paramatma in the heart and Paramatma in the pocket. Because this is your connection with the whole world. And this is your connection with the spiritual world. Material world connection is in the pocket and spiritual world connection is in the heart. Two Paramatmas. Therefore, Shunya itam jagat sarvam. My cell phone virahename. Literally it has become like that. Why? Because it is 2-in-1, 3-in-1, 8-in-1, 10-in-1. All in one. So similarly, holy name, cell phone has so many disadvantages. Number one, you may get cancer. Number two, you have to charge it. You have to pay for it. And many a times when you need it the most, no network. Because if you go into the tunnel, suddenly connection lost. But the holy name, no payment. All the advantages, no payment. Super network. Only thing is you have to chant attentively. Immediately Krishna gets connected. Super network. It's all dependent on you, how charged up you are. You don't need any external charging. So who but a foolish fellow will not take up the holy name? So Adav Shraddha. So then the next verse, Durdaivam Idrisham Ihajan. If we have heard so many times, last 25 years we are hearing this, Baba. If we have heard about the seven results of the holy name, if we have convinced about that they are actually working, happening, why are we not experiencing these results in a very tangible way? And why are we not feeling attraction for the holy name? So therefore the verse 2 describes Durdaivam. There is some misfortune. And what is that misfortune? Bhaktivinoda Thakur lists in his book the causes of misfortune. If such a benefit is there, the misfortune is four things he said. Tattva vibhrama, asat trishna, hridaya daurbalya and aparad. What is tattva vibhrama? Tattva means the truth about us. What is the nature of jiva? Jiva tattva. What is actually Krishna? Krishna tattva. What is bhakti? The power of bhakti. Bhakti tattva. If only we had full conviction about these three things, we would never take spiritual life cheaply. If you are taking it little cheaply, it's because of this tattva vibhrama. If we only realize how insignificant we are, sometimes we think we are really significant. And therefore, I don't think I need to take all the other processes, take shelter of someone else seriously. I can manage on my own. The moment we realize how insignificant we are, naturally we take shelter of some higher powers seriously. Then Krishna Tattva. That's why Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Prabhupada explains all the tattvas he explained. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Pranta, Sabha Shikhaila Prabhu, Bhagavat Siddhanta. Through Sanatana Goswami, Sambandha Gyan he gave. Through Rupa Goswami, he gave us Abhidheya Gyan. And through Ramanand Rai, discussion with Ramanand Rai, Prayojana Gyan. Everything is given, Chaitanya, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So if we understand this, we realize how insignificant we are, how powerful Krishna is, how infallible Krishna is, Achyuta. If we take shelter, there is no question of a failure. But how to take that shelter? The process of sadhana, the process of what is favorable and what is unfavorable to devotional service. Then, asat trishna. So, to overcome that, to overcome our misfortune and become fortunate again, we have to understand this tattva. Therefore, nityam bhagavata sevaya. Regularly one must hear and read. Otherwise, there is a tendency that we don't understand the tattva. Yoveti tattvataha tyaktva deham punarjanmanaiti. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tattvataha. So therefore we have to hear from tattva darshi. Tadviddhi pranipatena paripash. Upadekshandite jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. Those who understood these tattvas. By hearing from them with a proper attitude, tattva vibhrama goes away. Then, asat trishna. Trishna means thirst. And asat means for temporary things. In spite of the fact that we know what is the real treasure, prema pumartho mahan, we may get stuck with dharmartha kama moksha. So that is asat. It's all temporary. Everything in this creation is temporary. It will go away. We know it, but still we are thirsty for it. Thirsty for petty desire for material comforts. We pray sometimes to Krishna for giving this. We become a little disturbed if we don't have the required comforts. Desire for heavenly planets, heavenly pleasures. We may not have right now because we don't know really heaven exists or not. But on earth, there are so many heavenly pleasures. We are attached to those kind of things. Heavenly places. Heavenly beverages. Desire for mystic power. Even after coming to bhakti, we desire some kind of mystic power without paying the price also. What is the mystic power? There are so many mystic powers. You may say, anima, lagima, I don't even know, I don't care, because I don't really understand what it means. But all of us aspire, I wish I could attract thousands of people when I speak and convert everyone into Krishna consciousness. I had some speaking power. When I speak, everyone is enthralled. Everyone desires. I wish I could sing so that stone would melt. I wish I could play mridanga like this. I wish I could do this. I wish I could do this. So sometimes you wish something, because after coming to Krishna consciousness, the mystic powers become little more spiritualized. I wish I had the capacity to eat practically all the prasad. Now I can't eat, you know, what to do. So some mystical power. So we all have a desire within the framework of spirituality also. Desire to be known by others, desire to be worshipped, desire to be considered very great. So these are all control of material energy by subtle means. To be the center of everything. And desire for liberation, freedom from suffering. One of my relatives, suffering for anything, says, I simply want to leave this world. Why doesn't he take me? That's his desire for liberation, desire from suffering. I don't want to live here. No. Srila, I think I was hearing from Bhurijan Prabhu, he was telling very nicely, so many times devotees think, if only I was a little smart, if only I had curly hair, if only I had hair, all at the right places. If only I was a little tall. If only I had good bodily features. If only I was more intelligent. Every time this, if only you think, you are sowing a seed for next life. Because Krishna is going to fulfill your desire. Every day you are nourishing that desire with chanting Hare Krishna. If only, theek hai, ek janam ghungralu wala banega, ek janam lambu banega, ek janam buddhiman banega. 50 janam lete rahega. And in that you think, I am too tall. If only I was a little short. Theek hai. And it go on and on and on and on. So therefore, Krishna, however you have kept me, this is best for me. Tattenu kampam sushamikshamanu. Why if only? If you had that, probably you wouldn't have come to Krishna consciousness. Exactly what was necessary. Because today what you are is the aggregate result of all your desires of the past. So aspiring for something or thinking, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this. Desire for mukti. I want this, that is bhukti. Bhukti and mukti. But a devotee, my Lord, whatever situation, whatever condition you have put me right now is the best thing. Just only let me remember you and let me serve you in good association. Nothing else I want. Nothing else. What is best for me, you give. What is worst for me, you take away. I am not asking for anything to be taken away. Liberation from anything. I don't want anything else what you have not given me. I know you are my well-wisher. You, whatever you have given me is the best for me. Best situation. Only let me utilize it properly. Give me the good intelligence. Shakti buddhihin. The buddhi to realize whatever you have given is the best for me, and the shakti to utilize everything in your service. That's all. Nothing else. So that is asatrishna. Then hridaya daurbalyam. Hridaya means heart, and durbala means weakness. In the Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, last verse, last purport. Last paragraph of the purport, Prabhupada explains two weaknesses of the heart. One is to lord it over material nature, and after you lord it over material nature, become attached to that particular controlling it. So attachment to objects unrelated to Krishna, it is explained. That is one kind of Hridaya Daurbalyam. Even though I know it's not good for me, I can't give it up. I don't know why. I know it's not good for me, but I can't give it up. I can't do without it. Somehow I'm too attached to it. Hridaya Daurbalyam. Therefore, even though it's obstructing my devotional service, obstructing from reaching, just like one time I was at the airport, this fellow had 29 kilos and they are allowing only 24 kilos. So he was confused what to take out, because 4 kilos he had to take out. And ye feku, nahi, this is too dear. Ye feku, nahi. You will miss the plane, Baba. Still he is thinking, chocolate, ye chocolate to khas uske liye liya. Ye shawl to uske liye liya. Ultimately he was wanting to eat the whole chocolate so that he didn't want to share it or give it. Ultimately somebody was with him, he says, lena karne to I am leaving. So ultimately he took out whatever he thought of the best part, but he left it, put it in the dustbin and ran away from there. Because he had to catch the plane. So it's like that, you know. Over luggage we have. So many things. How can I leave this? How can I leave this? Even the spiritual world, Vishnu Dutas have come. But baggage only so much. Only you should come. Nothing you should bring. We don't have faith that we'll get it there. It is Kalpavrikshas are there. In case it is not there. So I want to carry, prepared for picnic at spiritual world. Another kind of Hridaya Daurbalyam is deceit, hypocritical, fault finding. So quick, so easy to find fault, and so difficult to accept faults in ourselves. Envy, desire for name and fame. Sanatana Goswami says this is the most difficult to give up. Desire for name and fame. Then aparad means offenses. The offenses to the holy name, offenses to Vaishnavas, offenses to dham, etc. And then it is explained, what is the greatest offense? The greatest offense is inattentivity. One question was asked to Giriraj Maharaj in one Pune Yatra. Maharaj, what is the root cause of, what is the main cause of so many, we see so many having difficulties, devotees having difficulties after so many years and performing so much service. What? He says, offenses. And then, that results due to callousness or carelessness or inattention. So eventually, that's why it is said, after 10 offenses to the holy name, we say all, it's also an offense to chant inattentively. But actually, that is the first, the most important offense. From there only everything else starts. Why we are disrespectful to Guru? Because we are inattentive. Why we are disrespectful to scriptures? Because we are inattentive. Indra took it casually. Brihaspati came, he didn't offer respect, he didn't even get up. Finished. That is the beginning of his end. One after another, it went on increasing. So therefore he says, inattentive chanting is actually one of the most, which leads to all other offenses, eventually. So to overcome pramada, which means inattentiveness, and attain taste for the holy name, it is helpful to understand the nature and functioning of the mind. That's the most important thing. Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayoho bandhaya vishaya sango muktiya nirvishayam manah. It is the mind only, Arjuna, which is the greatest of friends and the worst of enemies. Mind attached to the lotus feet of the Lord is friend. Mind attached to anything else is the greatest enemy. Bandhaya vishaya sango, to sense gratification, and muktiya nirvishayam, if you get away from these. There is a beautiful verse in the Bhagavatam about this mind. we have to understand. In fact, six chapters, chapter 4 to chapter 10 of this book, Japa, by Bhurijan Prabhu, which I strongly recommend, if you get an opportunity, please go through this book. Very, very wonderful, wonderfully written book, especially chapter 4 to chapter 10. It helps us to understand our own mind better. Why should we? I'll tell you what it says. But before I'll tell you why we should understand our mind better. Because to steadily perform devotional service, you should know. For example, it is described, Mano buddhir ahankaras chittam iti antaratmakam chaturdha lakshatam lakshate bhedo vritya lakshana rupaya. This is Kapila Muni telling his mother, Devahuti. The internal subtle senses are experienced as having four aspects in the shape. Four aspects. The mind is not one. It is four in one. It is four things in one is called mind. Mano, buddhi, ahankara, chittam iti antaratma. Antaratma means the subtle body. The subtle body is consisting of four sections. Mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness. Distinction between them can be made only by different functions, since they represent different characteristics. It's the same thing, but called by different names. For example, train. A train is a train, but something is engine, something is guard, bogey, something are other bogies, something is a cooking bogey, whatever, canteen. They're all different. This is a gross example. More subtler example is, a good cook knows how to cook. Every time that person cooks, perfect. And an expert cook, when he tastes, he said, very tasty, because this item also you have put. Sometimes people are so dull, they can't understand sweet from a other item also. They eat it and, बहुत अच्छा लगा क्यों अच्छा क्या मालूम बहुत अच्छा लगा बस दूसरा बार वो जैसा था फिर से मैं बना नहीं सकता I don't know somehow by chance the ingredients were right and therefore it tasted make it again you can't make it because you don't know the science but if you read that book by Radha Vallabh Prabhu every time you make for any amount quality has to be maintained. Why? Because you know what should the ingredient should be, what should be the quantity. Similarly, one time the japa is very nice, another time it is lousy. Why? I don't know. But if you are aware the functioning of the mind, how things are happening, how it is a very scientific process, what's favorable, what's not favorable, at least you know, today it went wrong because I had this, 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 this. Tomorrow I should be very careful about this. I know how to overcome this. If this ingredient is not there, I can put this. So if I am doing it in a some unfavorable situation, at least I should add this and this to make sure that the item is nice. So therefore, mind, intelligence, ego and covered consciousness, manobuddhir ahankara chittam iti antaratmakam. So, he says, most of us think that the obstacle to chanting is the mind. Prabhuji, sabse bada shatru, man hai man. And they show the head. Truly, it's not the mind. It may be shocking. It's actually not the mind. Mind is the most dullest fellow amongst the four of the subtle body. It's like a computer. It has only binary language, 0 and 1, 0 and 1. It has no intelligence. Intelligent people can use it. On its own, it has no intelligence. It understands only one language, 0 and 1, 0 and 1. Similarly, the mind is the dullest, most, you know, dullest person of all the four bodies. It understands only one thing. I like it, I don't like it. I like it, I don't like it. That's all, sankalpa, vikalpa. So therefore,
truly, what is the obstacle? The obstacle is the false ego. The obstacle to the holy name, when we chant the holy name, to any sadhana, is actually the false ego. Because the mind is simply a subordinate servant of the false ego. It's just like a rich man is there, and in his home, he's the owner of the house, he appoints a security fellow on the gate. And he tells him, I like these people. When they come, allow them. And if anyone who is not good to me comes here, these are my enemies, these are my friends. When my friends come, allow. When my enemies come, don't allow. Just like we have instructed the security fellows near the gate of Modi Ashram. Band dikhao baba. Band hai na, andar aao. Nahi hai, chalo bahar niklo. Simple. The security doesn't say, nahi, Prabhupada disciple ho sakta hai, aajaan. He won't discriminate anything. He knows only one thing. Band, nahi. No band, then you are banned. Band, come inside. That's all. Similarly, the mind is a simple person. It needs a very simple instruction. That's all. But today, the mind is a servant of the false ego. And the ego dictates the mind. So how does the mind serve the ego? The mind is a very, very obedient, loyal servant. But now it has become a servant. It's being paid by the ego, false ego. Therefore, since time immemorial, it is the servant of the ego. And how does the mind serve the ego? By maintaining the ignorance and protecting the false self. Maintaining the ignorance. What is the ignorance? That Krishna doesn't exist. You are everything. Ahankar vimudhatma karta aham. So one is, only in ignorance can you be controlled by others. A person who is enlightened cannot be controlled, cannot be exploited. But a person who is in ignorance can easily be exploited because he doesn't have knowledge. So mind refuses to get knowledge of the true self. That's why it is so difficult for us to progress. Because it refuses, the mind refuses to accept. And the second thing is, anything favorable to the ego, mind likes it. Anything that is threatening the ego, the mind pushes it. Icha dvesha samuthena, 7.27 Bhagavad Gita. Dvandva mohena bharata, sarvabhutani sammoham sargeyanti parantapa. Icha means desire, and dvesha means hatred. The false ego likes to do some things to protect its ignorance, to remain in control. Because the false ego will lose its control if Krishna comes in. He doesn't want Krishna to come in. Therefore, the false ego will use the intelligence, the next servant. Security fellow is the mind, and his manager, the manager of false ego, manager of the property, estate, is the intelligence. He tells the manager to manage in such a way that nobody ever comes and to create so many philosophies, etc. So that is the situation here. Mind comes from the mode of goodness. Though mind is the lower, but it comes from the mode of goodness, which is higher. And intelligence is born out of the mode of passion, which is actually a lower mode. It's very interesting. Mind comes from the mode of goodness. Intelligence comes from the mode of passion. So when the mind has been instructed by the false ego, do this, don't do this, when there is a problem, immediately the false ego starts using the intelligence. And the intelligence starts planning. Planning. Just like you want to chant. And you say, no, I have heard the lecture today. From today onwards, perfectly chant. Hare Krishna, hear the mind. Oh my mind, hear it. And suddenly, the ego is threatened. And tells the intelligence, think of something, Baba. Think of something. And the ego says, my intelligence says, maybe I think you should. Should I keep the eyes open or closed? नहीं, अगर आँख खोले रखेगा तो डिस्ट्रैक्शन होता है यार. कोई तो आके हंस दिया तो हंसना पड़ता है. बंद करो. अगर बंद कर दिया तो नींद आ सकता है, क्योंकि कल रात को ठीक से नींद नहीं आया. तो आधा बंद आधा खुला, हाफ वे. हरे कृष्ण, हरे. इन दैट वे वन माला गोज. देन प्रसादम, शुड आई गो नाउ इटसेल्फ और स्टैंड इन द क्यू, और मे बी लास्ट यू गो और क्विकली यू गो एंड टेक दैट, or should I go to the ashram and come back, or relax somewhere here and save time? Whole planning session is there. Make sure that Krishna doesn't come in the head. That's all. As long as, and it gives you satisfaction. Kya planning ho gaya aaj ka pura din. Perfect planning. But Krishna never came. So something or the other keeps happening. And this is how the mind wants to. The moment we start planning, immediately the mind is accompanying that. So to for planning, whatever is favorable, the mind accepts. Because mind doesn't have, whatever the manager says, the security, he will do it. And manager is a pakka loyal servant of the owner. A owner is the false ego. Therefore, we have to just allow the mind, the process to just hear the name. And therefore he says, Raghunath Das Goswami also writes in his Manashiksha, tell the mind, Baba, just listen. Don't do anything. During this time, it is leave for you. Just keep quiet. If you want to be active, do one thing. Just hear one name or one mantra. Don't plan for the next mantra. Don't lament for the previous mantra. Are, theek se nahi hua. Somehow it didn't happen. Or don't plan for the next one. How many time? Okay. 6 minutes and I have to finish. I mean, I have half an hour to go and I have 4 rounds. That means one round should be finished in this and this. You know, like planning. He said, don't worry about that. Just one mantra. One mantra. Just one mantra. Just one mantra. After this, just like, don't worry about how long the distance is to Govardhan Parikrama. Keep the next step and the next and the next. And before you know, you have come to Dhannivartan Kunda. In Himalaya, they have very good policy. You ask someone, kitta dur hai? Bas idhar hi hai. Then you cross the mountain and then you come to another person. Kidhar hai? Bas idhar hi hai. They will never discourage you. Because if they tell you where it is, you will never start even. बस इधर ही, बस ऐसे घूम के जा, जस्ट नेक कॉर्नर. सो इट्स लाइक दैट. टेल द माइंड, कृष्णा इज जस्ट हियर, जस्ट लिसन वन मंत्र. डोंट प्लान फॉर द नेक्स्ट वन. डोंट लुक बैक एंड सी कितना दूर आए. नो, जस्ट वन मंत्र, जस्ट वन मंत्र. एंड बिफोर यू नो, यू आर अमेज्ड. 16 इज ओवर एंड यू हैव डन ए थरो जॉब. सो and when does the intelligent come? Because when intelligent comes, when you have any other role, the ego identifies with any other role. The moment you know, I am so and so, I am a manager, I am a seva in charge, I am this, I am that, I am that, I am a mother, I am a father, I am a husband, I am a son. So in that role of the son, every role has a goal to achieve. And the moment you come into any other role during chanting, in that role, you have so many sevas, duties, goals to be achieved. And you plan the goal. So during chanting, the best thing is, forget all other roles. And remember, your only role, what is that role? Your natural constitutional role. Jiver Swarup Hoye Krishna Nitya Das. Basically, there are 2 mantras we were asked to train to chant during, before japa. One is the role and what is the goal. The role is this. Chaitanya ra das mui, Chaitanya ra das, Chaitanya ra das mui, tar dasir das. Always remember. While chanting, this is the only role. Naham vipro, na cha narapati, na pi vaishyo, na shudro.
नाहं वर्णी न च गृहपतिर् न वनस्थो यतिर्वा नाहं फादर न मदर न अंकल न आंटी I am not this. All of this I will play for the rest of the day. Duty. But at this time, Gopi Bhartur Padagamale or Das Das Anudas. I am only a Samana the Samana. This is my actual natural constitutional role. And in this role, what is the goal to be achieved? The goal is Prem Dhana Bina Vyartha Daridra Jivan Dasakari Vetan Mare Deha Premadhan. Mahaprabhu says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in the last part of Shikshashtakam prayers in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prem Dhana Bina Vyartha Daridra Jivan. At the end of life, Dharma Sonushtita Pumsam Vishvaksena Kathasuya Na Utpadiyet Yadiratim Shramaye Vahi Kevalam. Dharma Su Anushtita. You are a good husband, you are a good wife, you are a good of this and this, and all the roles you played. But Vishvaksena Kathasuya, at the end of life you did not develop love of God. Shramaye Vahi Kevalam. It's all a waste of time. Because everything with the roles will go away. The only role that will stay for eternity is this role. So remember that role. Das Dasanu Das. And what is the goal? Prem Dhana Bina Vyartha. Shramaye Vahi Kevalam. It is all our chanting will become eventually a waste. Not a waste, not giving the full benefit. And Daridra Jivan. At the end of life, you can't carry anything what you acquired if you don't have this. Because this is what we can carry. Eternally we can carry. Neha Bhikarma Nashosti Pratyavayona Vidyate. It will never be lost and it will never go away or degrade. It never. Spiritual credit. So therefore, that is the best way. So by keeping the mind's task very simple, the mind will gradually act simply in the mode of goodness. Because mind has come from the mode of goodness. If you stop, the moment you start planning, intelligence comes into action. And intelligence is born from the mode of passion. And you become passionate. Oh, let me go and fill up the water. Let me go and do this. Let me go and do this. Let me get up. Let me open my eye. Let me do this. All this planning happens in the intelligence. And intelligence is coming from the mode of passion. You become passionate when you start planning. Holy name is not chanted. So when you don't think of anything, then the intelligence is pacified and keeping quiet. And the mind comes into the mode of its natural mode, that is goodness. And what is that? Only one criteria, that's all. Hear the mantra that you are chanting right now. Hear the mantra that you are chanting right now. This is the only seva you do. Don't look here and there. Just hear the mantra that you... Don't plan for the next one. Don't plan for the previous one. Don't lament for the previous... what is that? Shoka. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Na Shochati Na Kangshati. Don't lament for the not good mantras that you chanted. And don't plan for good mantras. Just hear that mantra. We'll know that everything is perfect. So therefore, this nice book is recommended. I would strongly recommend for all the devotees. Krishnanand Prabhu here? Hi. Krishna, yes, ma'am. Questions? We open it? Okay. Anyway, so to conclude, I would recommend you to read this book. This is very nice. Of course, I may be speaking, but it will take some time for us to actually realize it and apply it. But it is a fact when we actually consciously make an effort. This is our only offering. When we consciously make an effort to hear just the mantra that we are chanting, then that will be the best result. So thank you very much. I'll stop here, and since the time is still 11, And anyway, since we don't have much anything else to do also, the culinary experts are at work, so we can have some questions. Yeah. Can we have a mic, Prabhuji? Wireless, so that it can move. Just now coming. One devotee was telling me, this is the mantra of that he learned in India. Just now coming. He said, India, nothing happens in time. They said, just now coming. You go to the hotel and say, thoda pani denge? Haan, abhi aaya. Hey, where? You know, foreigners, when they go, hey, where is the water? Just now coming. You said you will send a vehicle for us to go to the airport. Yeah, just now coming. Yes, you can ask at least, and I can. Okay, others in the meantime can write your questions if you want, and since we have a lot of time, and maybe we can take it up if there are any. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah.
Could you just elaborate how we can tell Asatrishna, Rudra,
Durbhaya? Prabhuji's question is, you mentioned about the four causes of misfortune, Asatrishna, Hridaya, Daurbalyam, Tattva Vibhrama and Aparad. And you only told about how to overcome the Tattva Vibhrama, but how do we overcome the other three? Actually, the whole process comes by just chanting the holy name in and of itself. But it's a... See, Krishna is the most expert salesman. He says, Hararnama eva kevalam. Hararnama, Hararnama. That's all. Just chant the holy name. Just like people say, you know, buy this. Only 2 rupees. Just like our Sarabhauma Prabhu. You know? Devotee from Pakistan. He was telling that there was in a desert, they were selling a camel. And it was written only 5 rupees. Camel for 5 rupees. But then, you know, there was an asterisk mark. Conditions apply. What is that? You can't buy the camel without the cat. The cat was tied to the camel's neck. And what is the price of the cat? 9,995 rupees. You can't purchase the camel separately. Camel is only 5 rupees. Krishna is the most super salesman. Just chant. That's all. And when you say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, then you say, very nice. Then you say, I'm chanting. Yes, but you should chant attentively. Acha? How to chant attentively? By carefully avoiding offenses. Acha? What are the offenses? Then start the whole thing. Not to not to, you know, take the guru. That means you should accept a guru before disobey the order of the spiritual master. You have to accept the spiritual master. If you don't have to this one about the scriptures, you have to read scriptures to understand what are the power of the holy name. Achha, ye to yaar pura cheez, matlab pura packaging lena. Pura packaging saath mein aata hai. But of course, susukam kartum. It's very sweetly done. Kevala ananda kanda. But because there is the ego, all this is so difficult. It's only difficult for the ego. Otherwise, eating prasadam is not difficult. Dancing is not difficult. Chanting is not difficult. Going for parikrama is not difficult. Because of the ego, actually. So basically, by the process of chanting, it's all interconnected. By the process of sadhana, in and of itself, the cleansing does happen. Yes, Prabhu. Shaman Prabhu, maybe you can also come and share. What should we desire so that intelligence is our servant? Hare Krishna. Thought some demigod is speaking to the sky and saying, Bahut ho gaya, utro niche. What should we desire so that intelligence is our servant and not of false ego?
Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana bahushakha hi anantascha buddhayo avyavasayinam. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, this intelligence means the intelligence of the instruction of the guru Make the instruction. Guru mukha padma vakya chittete koriyo aikya arna koriho mone asha. Asha means desire. Desire has brought us here into this material world. Desire continues to keep us rotting in this material world. And it is desire alone which will take us back home, back to Godhead. And the whole process is to change our desire. And to change that desire, you should be intelligent. What is that intelligence? Vyavasayatmika buddhi. Intelligence has two functions. Determination and discrimination. Discrimination comes from refining the intelligence by scrutinizing study of scriptures. Because in the scriptures, what do you find?
Asatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityorma amritangamaya.
So discrimination is it. What is Maya? What are the anarthas? What are the demons? And the lives of those great souls are there who showed determination and discrimination. In their lives, when their situation came, they showed the discrimination to make the right choice. So by reading the scriptures and reading the lives of great souls in the scriptures, we learn what is right. Mahajano yena gatasya pantha. We learn to discriminate in any situation how to make the right choice. And number two is determination. We read the lives of Dhruva Maharaj. We read the lives of Haridas Thakur. Khanda khanda hoye deha jai jadi pran, tabu amai vadanena chade harinam. Let my body be shed to pieces, but I will not stop chanting the holy name. Every piece will chant the holy name. We read the lives of great personalities like Srila Prabhupada. What determination! So many temptations, so many distractions, so many obstacles, heart attacks, poverty, discouragement. But amazing. In the last few days we are hearing, what determination when there is only bone and skin. Still, no, let me go to that Pandal program. Prana chejar se hetu prachar. I mean, it's very easy to sit in front of such a big audience on a stage, 5 feet high and speak such exalted philosophy. But to practice it, we have a little headache and we say, aaj mangalarti nahi ho. So difficult. We can't artificially imitate also. We won't last long. But we have to use good discrimination and determination. So that is how intelligence can be asked to, you just keep quiet now because there is no seva for you. You just keep quiet. Now the seva is for the mind. To hear only one mantra. That's all. No planning session at that time. Only thing, yes. And mind has three things. Mind has three functions. Thinking, feeling and willing. Right? Thinking is in relationship with the intelligence. Feeling is in relationship with the heart. And willing is in relationship with the body. So Rupa Goswami gives an instruction how to keep all these three engaged. While chanting the holy name, think. What should we? Of course, not during the chanting, before the chanting. Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapi. think about how merciful is Krishna, how potent is the holy name, how purifying it is, how easily accessible it is. Think about the glories of the holy name. If you want to think at all, anything, before chanting, not during chanting. Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapi. And what should we feel? Because feeling has to be engaged. Pitta upatapta rasanasya narochikan. Cheh, I have no taste. Na anuraga. How fallen I am. In spite of the fact that Krishna has given, how fallen. I have no taste. I have no interest. I have no determination. It's so unfortunate. But then, willing, what should we will? Kintu adarad anudinam khalu saiva jushtva. I don't care whether I have qualification or not. But right now what I am supposed to do is at least chant it to the best of my ability in the best way I can. So it's all the thinking, feeling and willing is taken care of the mind. Kintu adarad anu khalu. Then what happens? Swadvi kramat bhavati. Kramashaha, gradually. Swadvi, it becomes sweet. Why? Because anartha nivritti will happen, nishtha and ruchi will come. Tadgada moolahantri, because the holy name has the power from the root to take out all these unwanted things from the heart. It is said that soul is pure, then why this material body? The soul is pure in the spiritual world. Here also it is very pure. Actually, we are not the body. But because we identify with the body, it's just like engine is separate. But because there is a connection made, when engine moves, the whole bogey comes along. Ata suta kshetra grihapta vittir janasya mohoyam aham mameti. So, actually the soul is pure. But aham mama, I am this body, I am this mind, I am its, you know, all that. So it's like bogey getting attached. So now the engine moves, the whole thing. Now is it engine? Yes, it is engine, but still, you know, it's all connected to the whole train is moving now. So soul is still pure. Soul is always pure. It is untouched. But the subtle connection is the body. So the soul is connected to the ego. That is connected to the intelligence, that's connected to the mind is connected to the, you know, earth, water, fire, air, ether onwards to the body. So it's all interconnected right now. And therefore, gradually detach. Asanga shastrena dridhena chitva. You have to just detach this one by one. Then, tatah padam tat parimargitavyam yasmin gata ananivartani. Then, you can move quickly. Less luggage, more comfort. That's the whole idea. Luggage here means not irresponsible, but responsibility to be done for Krishna's pleasure. It's very amazing. There is a paradox here. We are supposed to be detached. But in this material world, we find this paradox. When you take responsibility, you become attached. And when you are detached, you become irresponsible. So how to be attached or how to be detached and simultaneously be responsible? That's what Gita teaches. Detached responsibility. What is that? Ma phaleshu kadachana. Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. So when we do our duty as a service to Krishna, this is my service to Krishna, which means I should perform this service in a way that is pleasing to Krishna, not in a way that is pleasing to me or pleasing to the world or to the society or the family. That is secondary. I should perform this seva of a householder of this or this in whatever way, in a way that is pleasing to Krishna. Krishna should be pleased, because first and foremost I am Krishna's servant. Then In relation to Krishna, I have this. Krishna has given me this responsibility to be a householder, to be a this, to be a that, to be this, to be this. Whatever responsibility. When you see those, all those sub-responsibilities as the primary responsibility of, in this responsibility, I should please Krishna. So how to execute this responsibility of all these roles, in a way Krishna is pleased. Then you are responsible and simultaneously detached. When Krishna wants to take away, suppose I say, Prabhuji, you keep this mobile of mine. And after 1 month I can you please give me? Sorry, it's too good. I want to keep it myself. That is attachment. But if you say, this is just the screen and other parts are lying somewhere, you know, my child broke it, I will send you all the parts in installment. That means irresponsibility. You take care of that object, what has been as a caretaker, much more better than if it were to be your own. And when asked, immediately hand over. That's a perfect devotee. Thank you for such an inspiring class. Thank you very much. My question is, sometimes we actually know after hearing so much. Sometimes we actually know after hearing so much, but still not able to follow because of the thick layer of ignorance, which is very difficult to penetrate. So what to do? Because of that, one feels so hopeless and helpless. Please help. Just don't associate with me because I am also like this. I am happy you have taken the first step, whoever you are, to come to the yatra. This shows that you are not as fallen as you at least claim to be. Because Krishna sees the endeavor. Krishna doesn't see the result, he sees the endeavor. The mere fact that some of them have come, some old people have come, one 94-year-old lady has come, amazing. Now you may not be able to, for some reason, really bad health, not able to do the parikrama. It doesn't matter. That doesn't mean you don't do it. But then, you know, the mere fact that you have left everything and come, that itself is a show of some sincerity. Yes, this is priority. You have put this as a priority. And it is natural that a devotee thinks like that. Actually, one must think like that. That's proper humility. That's the jiva tattva really known. A devotee really understands that he actually, the more you know, the more you know that you know less. And if you know very less, you think you know too much. One devotee came to me after 6 months. Really, this is a real thing I'm telling. And Prabhuji, krodh or lobh, I have already conquered fully. I have figured it out and I have actually kept it on. Only lust is just, you know, kind of, maybe 2-3 months. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur is writing, Gopinath, I am such a kami. So, a devotee actually feels helplessness in terms of this. This is good. But, what is the difference between humility and self-pity? There are two things. One should not mistake humility and self-pity. Self-pity means, I am so fallen that even Krishna can't lift me. Therefore, I'll continue to stay in Mumbai. And, you know, I'm so fallen, you know, even Krishna can't pick me up. That means you are undressed, big ego, that I am the most fallen. And you don't even know Krishna Tattva. What is his power? He can elevate you from anywhere. So you don't know Jiva Tattva. You don't know Krishna Tattva. And you don't know Bhakti Tattva.
it's foolishness. You know, yes, we feel humble, but that humility should manifest as. One time, I wrote one small offering, only two sentence offering for Prabhupada Disappearance Day. And I said, please, Srila Prabhupada, give me the humility and the courage to accept what I am. Because it really takes humility to accept what you are, that we are insignificant. Actually, everyone is more advanced. I am the most insignificant. It takes humility to accept this truth. And it takes courage to accept it. But then I said, give me the intelligence and strength not to remain where I am. Yes, you may be the most fallen, but don't remain most fallen. It takes good intelligence, how to progress and the strength to stick on. So move ahead. So if your question is thick layer of insulin, that means you should do very thick sadhana. Then this thick layer will come. The thicker the layer, the more intense should be our sadhana. If you are really sincere, that should manifest as, you know, a good sadhana. Some questions are repeating, so I won't take that. Please highlight the seven benefits of chanting holy names referred from verse 1. I think I have discussed that, but still I'll just... Cheto darpana marjanam. Marjanam is cleansing. It is like going into a room after millions of lifetimes. And there is a thick layer of dust and sweeping it. If you sweep a little, what will happen? Imagine this pandal, and if it is covered to dust from here to there, and you have a small, what do you call that? Axe like this to pick up? Spade. Can you imagine this kind of a hall? Compare this to a hall and covered with thick, and somewhere inside on the ground level in the center, there is a jewel. And you have to find it. And you're removing. And you're removing. You may get easily discouraged. And you don't know. Now I'm telling it's center, but maybe anywhere. You easily get discouraged. And who knows, sometimes you throw the spade and the jewel also may go away. You really don't know. Very discouraged. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Utsahat Nishchayat Dhairya. You have to have faith. Krishna will give you. And utsahat. So utsaha will be there to the extent we have faith. If you have faith that you are on the right track, then naturally we will be enthusiastic. One time we were traveling to one place for a program, and the devotee was an expert driver, really, and very fast driver. And he was driving full speed. And it started raining like cats and dogs. It was dark and we had to reach 3 more kilometers and we couldn't see road 10 feet in front of us. And suddenly there was a fork and we didn't know which road to take and there was no signboard. So the driver asked me, what do we do now? Do we go left side or right side? I said, I also don't know. So what to do? Took a coin and tossed. Heads we go left. Tails we go right. Of course, this was gambling. I said, what to do? There's no other choice. Somewhere you have to do. And then we took a left turn. But he was driving very slowly, obviously, because the farther you go, you have to come back if you're on the wrong track. After 1 kilometer, we found an old man. And we asked that fellow, Vasai kute? And then he said, ah. He was a deaf person, so loudly we had to. He said, do one thing, go back and take. Immediately we understood. And once we turned, this person drove so expertly, we reached on time. Why? Because he knew we are on the right path.
But before that, his half was on the accelerator, half was on the brake. 1 foot was on that, 1 foot on. Why? Because he didn't know he was on the right path. Faith is like the accelerator. Doubt is like the brake in a vehicle. As long as we are doubtful, samshaya, that is why we have to hear regularly to remove samshaya. Nashto moha smitir labdhva atvat prasadat mayachuta stitosmi gata sandeha. Arjuna tells at the end of hearing Bhagavad Gita, now all my doubts are gone, no more break. Now the accelerator, the faith is there. Nashto moha smritir labdhva. I got my memory. I really know what the path is. Therefore, Shravanam is very important. Regular hearing. So all doubts go away by hearing and studying. Vidyate hridaya granthi chidyante sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. So that is the path of chetodarpana marjanam. Chanting, hearing the glories of the holy name and chanting the holy name nicely, offenselessly. Bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. That's again the same thing in the sense that these other obstacles that are there will go away. Shreya kairava chandrika, that I have explained already. Vidya vadhu jivanam. Burijan Prabhu explains vadhu. Vadhu means a wife. So wherever the husband goes, the wife follows. At least that's what it should be in Vedic culture. So wherever the name or the bhakti goes, then automatically jnana and vairagya follow. Vidya vadhu jivanam. You know, just like I gave the example of Mirgari. Nobody taught him. He was killing animals half, but just by chanting the holy name, he got all the knowledge. Krishna says in the Gita, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yeramam upayantite. Jnana deepena bhasvata. He lights up from ignorance. Even if you don't know, even if you are the best guru, but you don't have the good intelligence, Prabhupada writes in that purport, Krishna will help you from within to get the right knowledge, to take the right step, if we remain sincere. And anandam buddhi vardhanam, naturally we feel more and more taste. What is the proof? We have no taste for those of the other things we used to relish in ignorance. We lose taste gradually. Or it is not as disturbing to us if we don't have it as it used to be before. One of our devotees, he expressed to me, before coming to Krishna consciousness, he was very much attached to meat eating and very difficult to give up for him. So they formed a four of them from the building. They went to a seminar, 4 day seminar on how to be a vegetarian, why to be a vegetarian. And they gave so many reasons. they all resolved to be a vegetarian. And they were able to successfully continue this for 7 weeks. Then the New Year party came. They did this in November sometime. And New Year, they all resolved to break it together. But he said, when I came to Krishna consciousness, now I don't even think about it. At that time I had to restrain myself somehow. But now I can't even think about it. I feel disgust how I was engaging. Of course, that's because the holy name, it's not our taste has gone away. Proof is, stop chanting and see what happens. Of course, please, you don't try it. But you can see that. Can you please tell more on how to control the mind while chanting? This is like after hearing Ramayana. Of course, all of this, if you are hearing, whoever you are, then I hope this question will be answered. Because we are all discussing the same thing. Simple. Please tell the mind. Please, my dear mind, just be very simple. The instruction is very simple. Just listen. That you are not the servant of this false ego. This rascal is claiming your proprietor, but Krishna is paying that fellow. He is on rent. This owner is not the real owner. Krishna is the owner of you also.
Okay, you serve him. How does he serve me? At this time he wants you to serve in this way. When he is chanting, when I am chanting, just hear this name. Hear the mantra that you are chanting, that's all. That is the instruction. And try, that's all. Keep struggling. That struggle itself is pleasing to Krishna. Just the struggle. It's amazing. We think it is easy, but it is, even though it's enlivening, it's also quite exhausting, because if you're really chanted, it's exhausting, physically speaking, but spiritually so enlivening. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Is this lecture recorded? I have no idea. By giving simple task for mind, just one mantra, intelligence activities get suppressed. Then mind becomes bored and goes to sleep, mode of ignorance. How can sattvic mind goes to mode of ignorance, tamoguna? Very good question. Because the mind is so much used to associating with an active, passionate intelligence. In fact, one devotee told that most brilliant ideas used to come only while chanting. And he used to actually keep a diary and a pen. And Hare Krishna. He used to write it down. That was actually his planning session. Till one particular class, we discussed this, and you know, then he said, no. Because planning means allowing intelligence to come. There is no need of intelligence right here. Intelligence should be used to decide that we won't use intelligence right now. You are not needed now. Only this is needed, that's all. So the mind should be used. And the mind also should be very given a simple task, which is what it likes to do actually. And that is just hear this. So, that can be done. And so when it is doing that, also, that's a good question. How to not go to sleep? Because the mind is not used to this kind of a thing. Therefore, there is a tendency that it may kind of become a little relaxed. But you will go to sleep if you are really tired or something like that. In fact, just like deity worship is not just the aarti alone. Whole day's preparation of your consciousness for deity worship. Similarly, chanting the holy name is actually, if you think it like this, that chanting actually is the offering of the whole day's consciousness to Krishna. One time His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj gave a very good lecture. He was talking about, and Prabhupada Guru Puja, we come and offer flowers. What does that offering of the flower means? That means the full day's consciousness I am offering at your feet, my Lord, my worshipable Lord. And that flower should be fresh, obviously. You want to offer it fresh, not the old one, used one like that. Fresh flower and very fragrant and nice, you offer at the feet. So that ritual symbolizes that you are offering your life, janme janme, every day. Similarly, he said, chanting is like offering all our days, mind, kayena, manasa, vacha. Whatever we have done, we are offering to Krishna. So if we have that consciousness that this is the time of offering, yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad juhoshi, dadasi, tad kurushu mad arpanam. Offer it to Krishna. So this is the time of offering. So therefore, it may take 7 hours for us to prepare. Just now, you know, this whole bhoga is being prepared from last night. But offering time is only 20 minutes. Cooking time is 20 hours maybe, but offering time is only 20 minutes. Similarly, 24 hours we may prepare our consciousness, whole day we work. But 1.5 hours or 22.5 you may work. Even sleeping is a service, because if you don't sleep too much, I mean if you don't sleep enough, you won't be in proper consciousness to do other things. You will sleep maybe here. It's a fact that will happen. So therefore, that's offering time. and therefore it should be done with... So, like for example, one devotee gave a very good example I want to share. There is a rule, he's a pilot, he's an aeroplane pilot, and there is a rule that 16 hours before flying, they are not supposed to take even a drop of liquor. Because they have 350 or so controls. And the plane goes at, you know, more faster than the speed of sound, ultrasonic jets. So, for 1 second also, if the plane is going a little down, it may enter the earth also. Crores of rupees of loss. Therefore, there's an instruction. And they have to have at least some 7 or 8 hours of sleep. Because throughout their flight time, they have to be fully attentive. Even 1 moment's inattentiveness, the plane can go some other place because it's so super sonic jet. They have to be fully alert. And therefore, preparation starts 16 hours before. They have to sleep properly. They have to be intoxicated like that. So similarly, if we really see it as important, then we will prepare our consciousness, whatever is necessary, to remain alert. And I know some devotees who, if they have had a very hectic day, at least one thing they never do. I know Rasamrat Maharaj, sometimes after IIT preaching, he would come at 1 o'clock. And he knew that, you know, 2 o'clock or something, and then he has to attend Mangalarti. He would miss it sometimes, so miss it always, that was it. So therefore he would chant, and when he would chant the next days in advance, he would never sit down, because he knew if I sit down, finish, I may doze off. Whatever it takes you to remain alert, if you understand its importance, we do it. But otherwise we are allowing, by keeping a book and a pen, you are allowing allowing mind to tell you, this is your planning time, feel free to plan and good some suggestions give me right now. So far we learned that intelligence corrects the mind which evolves in various activities. So how to understand the point that you made in the lecture about intelligence as a servant of false ego? False ego means different roles. To the extent you identify yourself with the different roles, separate from that relation to Krishna, to that extent it is a false ego in action. And when you are planning your life, jiva jago, jiva jago, gaura chandra. What is jago? I am fully awake, you may say. No. Ya nisha sarabhutanam tasyam jagrati sayami. Yasyam jagrati bhutani sa nisha pashyato mune. For a man who is in fully consciousness, ya nisha, what is night for a self engrossed conditioned soul is a day of awakening for the self realized. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the difference is given between a materialist, a conditioned person, and a self realized person. What is the difference? I call it the triple A formula. 3 A's. The body has to be engaged in activity, the mind has to be absorbed, and the intelligence has to be alert. If we take care of all these things in Krishna consciousness, that is being alert. So what is the... Oh, we are already finished. It's 11 o'clock. So I'll just conclude with this. A means activity. Nidraya hriyate naktam vyavayena cha vavayah divacharthe haya rajan kutumba bharanena va. How does a activity or the body is engaged of a conditioned soul? Nidraya hriyate naktam. Either in sleeping or vyavayena or in sense gratification. Divacha arthe ihaya rajan. And the whole day is spent in just making money for maintaining a family which is in illusion, grahamedhi. kutumba bharaneenava. So that is considered as condition. But the same activity for a devotee, because he does it in Krishna consciousness, keeping Krishna in the center, jedina grihe bhajana dekhi grihe te goloku bhai. If Krishna is kept the center, then that activity becomes Krishna conscious. Tad kurusho madarpanam. Then absorption, mind has to be absorbed. So that shloka is the next one. What is that? No, that is the third one. Kutumba bharanenava. Then, no, that is the third one. That is the alertness part. No. 1 minute. Nidraya hriyate naktam vivayana. Shrotavya, that is the first one. Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nanam Santi Sahasrashaha Apashyatam Atmatattvam Griheshu Grihamedhinam. It's a Shrotavya. So many subject matters to talk about. People outside have so many subject matters. Film, politics, weather. Generally we mean, most of it is like this. Or so many other thousands of topics, economic, this and that, and you know, whatever. Whereas when devotee, machitta madga bodhayantah parasparam, satatam kirtayantu mam, all these things. So when devotees come together, even though they discuss so as much as necessary, even material subject matters, they do it as much as necessary with great restraint. If that is the den, that is the consciousness, then it is absorption. I am doing it for Krishna. So I will do it in a way that Krishna wants, in a way that is pleasing to Krishna, as much as necessary. Then, the third is intelligence. Just like the gopis. Gopis were always performing all their activities, but always chanting about Krishna. And thirdly, alert. The intelligence has to be alert. Deha apatya kalatradeshu atmasainyeshu asatsu api tesham pramatto nidhanam pashyan apina pashyati. Who is a person who is not alert? He is seeing but not seeing. There was a story in Chandamama I read. One fool is asked to take care of the field. And he is taking care. So make sure that nobody, you know, cows and goats don't come and eat. Yeah. And just see that the cows and, you know, the cows and make, just see that, you know, cows and goats, if they come. He's seeing. And at the end of the day, the owner comes, hey, what happened? Yeah, the cows came, so many cows came and so many goats came. I was seeing, because you asked me to see, huh, that they come. If they come, you just see. I saw so many goats came, so many, they ate. How they ate, I saw. When they ate, I know. So it's like the pashyan napina pashyati. They see so many people passing away. They see problems in life. They see difficulties. But still, pashyan napina pashyati. Why is it doesn't register? Because they are not alert. An alert person, just by hearing, he understands. That's super intelligence. Alert intelligence hears. Prahlad Maharaj heard once. At 5 years he had full realization of the whole life. What is family life? He knew at 5 years. And he would speak with realization. Sometimes we make children also during, you know, fun school we have. They also recite so sweetly Prahlad Maharaj's prayers of what is family life. And Prahlad was also 5-year-old, but he was speaking with realization, deep realization. So, deha apatya kalatra adishu, all these extensions. Atma sainyeshu. Sainyeshu means the word of army. The king has full faith in his army. They will protect me. I have a big army, I can be relaxed. But no, all this army, asatsu. Atma sainyeshu asatsu. It is asat. It doesn't last long. They will all be finished. Pashyanapi. people who took shelter of money, their strength, their influence, everyone is finished and gone. Pashyannapi na pashyati. We think, nah, I am a separate case. It will not happen to me. We may not say this, but our action proves like that. We are not alert to the passage of time. We are not alert to the, you know, imperceptible time. That's why it is said. And what is alertness? Very beautifully Prabhupada describes. Alert to what will be your position in your next life. We should be alert to prepare for our next life. Life is a preparation, death is the examination. Examination for next life. Just like, why are you in 5th standard? Next year I want to go to 6th standard. That's why. And how will you go? By studying. When will you know? During exam. So you have to get a body. Dhruvam. Jatasya hi dhruva. Dhruva means 100% guaranteed. Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityur. Dhruvam janma mritasya cha. For one who is born, death is 100% certain. One who is dead, birth is 100% certain. But if you don't want material body, you have to prepare for a spiritual body. That's all. So alertness. That's why the super, super example is two people. We can take more, but classically two people. The first example is given of Maharaj Khatwanga. Rajarshi, he was a powerful Rajarshi and he was fighting for the demigods. But when demigods said, what do you want? We want to give you something. Even though he was engaged in all these things, he was alert to his prime duty of life. Alert to the prime duty. What is the prime duty? My situation in next life. What will be my situation in next life? I don't want to be a cat and dog. I don't want to be even Brahma. I simply want to back home back to Godhead or in this world remember you and serve you in the association of devotees. That's all. That's my only aspiration. So preparing for that. So Maharaj Khatwanga, when he was asked, what do you want? He said, how much time do I have? Just see. He was conscious of time. Unlike me right now. He was conscious of time. He said, how much time do I have? One moment. He left that heavenly planet because he knew too much distraction here. He went back and completely focused on the hope, on the Lord and achieved perfection. Second example, Parikshit Maharaj. Powerful man, youthful, beautiful, influential, peak of his youth, wonderful queen, unrivaled kingdom, everything what anyone can ever aspire for in this world. But when notice came, 7 days you're going to die. In one moment he was dropped everything. One moment he dropped everything. And again came back on the bank of the Ganga. He said, nay, that's not the goal. I was doing it for Krishna, but Krishna has given me notice. Krishna has appeared in the form of Dvijashapa Rupaha. Now he has given me time. Hey, chalo ajao bahara, niklo. नहीं नहीं प्रभु जी इधर और थोड़ा भाग ए निकल तेरे को सेवा दिया था ना अभी निकल ना से इट्स लाइक ए ड्रामा यू नो भुक्ति एंड मुक्ति वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड आई गिव दिस एग्जांपल लाइक ड्रामा इन ए ड्रामा द डायरेक्टर हैज गिवन द पर्सन ए रोल यू स्पीक दिस डायलॉग एंड दैट पर्सन इज स्पीकिंग. And everyone starts clapping and very nice, very nice. And then the curtain has to come down, you know, so for the full effect. And then he says, hey, taro, rendo, both maja aa raha hai mere ko. Aur thoda, talia, you know, let the curtain go. Hey, he said, no, the message is already passed. It has to drop now. If you want to stay on longer than how when Krishna wants you to, that is bhukti kami. You want to stay and enjoy the world still more. Achha yaar, din achhe chal rahe hai. चलने दो और थोड़ा. बट इन द ड्रामा इफ यू हैव अ रोल वेल एवरी वन कम्स एंड बीट्स यू नाइसली एंड हाउ मच मोर टाइम फॉर द कर्टन टू ड्रॉप
20 मोर में जल्दी निकाल दो, 5 मिनट में डॉप कर दो, बहुत हो गया, सब लोग पीट रहे हैं मुझे. सो समटाइम्स व्हेन यू आर इन ए बैड रोल, यू नो, डिसगस्टिंग, इंसल्टिंग, टर्मिनल इलनेस, सम पीपल से जल्दी मर जाने का अच्छा है. भीष्म कुड हैव सेड दैट. भीष्म कुड हैव सेड ऑल्ड के अभी तो मैं लिटरली आई हैव बिकम लाइक ए पिन कुशन, सो मेनी एरोस पास्ट, व्हाई शुड आई वेट, लेट मी डाई. नो, ही न्यू कृष्णा हैज समथिंग टू डू, ही न्यू एंड ही स्टेड, एंड ही स्टेड फॉर कृष्णस विल, ओनली व्हेन कृष्णा कॉल्स. सो स्टेइंग मोर देन व्हाट कृष्णा वांट्स और स्टेइंग लेस देन व्हाट कृष्णा वांट्स, बोथ आर भुक्ति एंड मुक्ति कामी. कालेन, व्हाट इज दैट इन दैट ब्यूटिफुल वर्स ऑफ नारद मुनि, कालम प्रतीक्षण विमदो विमत्सर, काल प्रतीक्षण, व्हाट इज दैट काल, कृष्ण, वेन एवर यू कॉल मी आई विल कम. सो दैट इज द कॉल ऑफ कृष्ण. सो वेन कॉल ऑफ कृष्ण केम इन द फॉर्म ऑफ द्विजशाप रूप, परीक्षित महाराज ड्रॉप्ड एवरीथिंग. वाई? बिकॉज आई वॉज डूइंग दिस फॉर यूर प्लेजर. वॉट इज द प्रूफ? What is the proof that we are doing all this role for Krishna's pleasure? When Krishna says, drop this role, drop it. Simply, similarly, even Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir Maharaj was ruling only for Krishna's pleasure because Krishna wanted him to. He didn't want to rule. He said he felt he was responsible for so many crores of people being killed. But Krishna wanted him. But when Krishna, he came to know from Arjuna that Krishna has left, the same day appointed Parikshit and left. Totally detached, mad, as if crazy. Not even attached to his brothers and his wife who were like, you know, inseparable. So that is alert. Alert to the prime duty in life. And that alertness comes when we are regularly hearing about what is the intelligence is sharp through these process. I think I have spoken more than enough, because if I speak more after 11 o'clock, it is my bhukti kama, sense gratification for speaking. Nice audience, who would like to lose? You know, for a bhima to have a feast, it's like a speaker to have an audience. But sometimes it's an austerity to speak when there is no one. And it's an austerity to stop when there are so many people wanting to hear, not wanting to hear, but tolerating you for already too much time. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.